You ready? Good morning.
Good morning.
So this morning I am going to read about Noah and the ark. And we're going to see what we can learn from it. So I'm going to go through the story and just kind of explain some stuff. So we'll start at the beginning. It says, "The Lord saw that man had become very wicked, and that in their minds and in their hearts there was only evil. He regretted that he had made man on earth, and in his heart he grieved very deeply." So people, all they thought about was wicked things all the time, and they did terrible things. It's kind of like today. And it says God, he regretted. He was like, "I wish I wouldn't have made man." He regretted it. And God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh is before me. I will destroy all living things on earth, for because of them, the earth is filled with evil and violence." He said he's going to kill everything, because all it is wicked things. "Make an ark of cypress wood," commanded the Lord. "Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and out with pitch. Make it in this fashion. The length of the ark shall be 450 feet, the breadth of it 75 feet, and the height 45 feet. You shall put a window in it, and in the side you shall put a door. The ark shall have three decks, a lower, a second, and a third." So God told Noah exactly how to make it. He told him how long and how wide and how tall and what kind of wood to use. And he said, "You're supposed to cover it inside and out with pitch." It's probably like this, looks like tar or something. It's to help it so the water doesn't come in. Makes it waterproof. "You shall do this because I shall bring upon the earth a great flood which shall destroy every living thing. But with you I will make a promise, and the promise shall be called a covenant. You shall enter the ark with your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you." So did you know back before the flood it never rained? It never rained. All there was is dew in the ground. So they didn't really know what it was probably. "Of every living creature upon the earth you shall bring into the ark two of each sort to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, birds of all kinds, cattle, and every creeping thing. Two of every animal in creation shall come to you for you to keep alive." So all these animals were going to come to Noah. He didn't have to go out and chase them and try to catch them. They just came to him. That's pretty neat. "And take with you some of every kind of food that is eaten. Gather it up, and it shall be food for you and the creatures that are with you." So as you see, he's building the ark way up in this big hill. There's some guys helping him. And you can see some animals back there, and there's birds. They're coming. Now, it says, "Noah had lived to a very great age when the flood of waters came upon the earth. He was old. And God said to Noah, 'Come into the ark, you and all who are with you. 7 days from now, I will cause it to rain upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And every living thing I have made, I will destroy from off the face of the earth.' And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. He entered the ark with Shem and Ham and Japheth, his sons, his own wife and the wives of his sons. Birds and beasts and creeping things of every kind came to Noah and went into the ark, two by two, the male and the female, as God had commanded." So all those animals followed him in the ark. And they had to put him in all their different pens. Imagine how loud it was in there. That had to be crazy. "Then the Lord shut Noah in the ark, and the waters of the flood were upon the earth. All the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven opened. The rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. The waters swelled and lifted the ark above the earth." So sometimes you read a book and it says it just rained. But it was more than just rain. It was a super heavy rain. He said he opened the windows of heaven. And also the water came out of the ground. The ground just like cracked open and it shot up. Like when you dig a well. So you can dig down and there's water in the earth. So all that was broken up and just gushed out. "The water spread and the flood spread and the waters continued to rise upon the earth, and the ark floated upon the face of the earth, of the water. The waters rose higher and higher, upon the earth until all the high mountains under heaven were covered. 45 feet more did the waters rise above the high mountains, and they were indeed covered. So it got higher and higher and higher until even the highest mountains were covered with 45 feet of water. Every living thing that moved upon the earth died. Birds, cattle, beasts, every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, every man and every living thing which was upon the face of the earth were destroyed. Only Noah and those who were with him remained alive. So look at that terrible picture. Imagine being those people on that rock. There's nothing you can do. And you're just going to die. All the animals. And none of these people had ever seen rain or water come flying out of the earth. So it was probably so scary. God remembered Noah and every living thing and every living creature with him in the ark. He caused a wind to pass over the earth and to quiet the waters. So after it stopped raining and the water came coming out of the earth, I think it was like 40 days later, he caused it to stop and the waters got quiet. The fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. The waters receded for 150 days, so that in the seventh month of the 17th day of the month, the ark rested on the Mount of Ararat. So after 150 days, the waters kept going down, and all of a sudden the boat, it probably like jerked and shuddered, and it was sitting on top of a mountain. The waters kept going down. And the waters continued to decrease until the first day of the 10th month, when the peaks of the mountains were seen. At the end of 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark and sent out a raven, which flew to and fro. He also sent out a dove to see if the waters had dried from the ground anywhere. The dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned to the ark, for the waters still covered the earth. So he let out a raven and a dove just to see if they would find a place to land. And they went flying around, and they couldn't find any place to rest their feet on. So they came back. So Noah put out his hand and took her back into the ark. He waited 7 more days, and once again he sent out the dove. The dove came back to him in the evening, and when she did so, there was in her mouth a freshly plucked olive leaf. So Noah knew that the waters had receded from the face of the earth. So he did it again. A week later, he sent out the dove. And in the evening it came back, and see, has some leaves in her mouth. So he knew that the waters went way down now. Noah waited yet another 7 days before he sent out the dove. This time the dove did not return because she found nice places to make a nest probably. The water had dried from the earth, so Noah opened the window of the ark. He looked out and saw that the ground was dry. God spoke to Noah, saying, "Take with you the birds, the cattle, and every living thing that is with you, that they may breed and raise their young and multiply upon the earth." So Noah went out, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every bird went out of the ark. And Noah built an altar to the Lord, and offered him burnt offerings of every clean beast and every clean fowl. The Lord smelled the sweet odor and said in his heart, "I will not curse the ground any more for man's sake, nor will I ever again strike down every living thing as I have done. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." So God said he's never again going to kill everything like that. God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. The fear and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every bird of the air, upon all that moves in the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. As once I gave you the green plants, now have I given you all these things." And you know what that means when it says the fear of dread of you shall be upon every beast? That means every animal is scared of us. that, you know, when you go in a woods, you see a deer, they run away from you. How do they know that you're scary? Isn't that crazy? God put that fear in all their minds, and they know to run away from a person. Because now, after the flood, they could eat meat. They could eat the animals. Because before, all they ate was green things, it says. And God continued saying, "Behold, I make my promise to you and to your children after you, to every living creature that is with you, and to every living beast of the earth, to the birds and the cattle and all who come out of the ark. I promise that never again will all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, nor will a flood destroy the earth. This promise is a covenant which I make between myself and you and every creature that is with you throughout all generations without end." Now he's going to talk about the rainbow. He said, "I set my rainbow in the cloud, and this rainbow shall be a token of the covenant between me and the earth." See that? There's a rainbow. That's the first time that there was ever a rainbow. Did you know that? "And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. I will look upon it, and I will remember the everlasting covenant between me and you and every living creature upon the earth." So God said, every time there's a cloud, like when there's a storm, there's clouds, and you see a rainbow. God said that he's going to look at it and remember that he made a covenant that he's not going to flood the earth again. And we can look at it too and remember the same thing. "And Noah lived a long time after the flood and was a very old man when he died. Sons were born unto the sons of Noah after the flood, and they went forth and were the fathers of the nations of the earth." So that is the story of Noah. It had to be pretty amazing, all those animals coming to you. But man, imagine being in there, feeding all those animals, and how loud it probably was. Probably stunk too. But it was all for a good reason. God had a purpose. So that is all I have for you children this morning. God bless you, and you may go sit down.